down to the Fremantle rooms because waiting very patiently, and we appreciate it, is Caleb Sarong from the Dockers. Caleb, thank you for your time. And look, obviously not the way you hoped the game would go. Where did you see it come unstuck?
In the contest. We kind of knew that the way they were going to play, and it's heavily based around the contest. Their contested possession rate's the highest in the AFL, so they trust contest ahead of the ball and kind of flood numbers there. And we weren't able to get it done in there. They smacked us a ground ball, and it might have looked like they moved the ball really well, and we struggled to move it, but that's on the back of the contest. We couldn't win enough of them.
Caleb, David Mundy here, mate. We've been talking all night about, you know, West Coast work rate and their work around the contest, but then their ability to get out, win the contest around the ground and create opportunities from, you know, very limited forward 50 opportunities in that first half in particular. Was that something that was spoken about at all at any point during the game?
It was, definitely. The mids will review that pretty heavily. I think the first 5 weeks, that's been our strength, our one word, our DNA as a midfield, our work rate, ability to support our backs and support those contests. And tonight we got shown up in that space. And it was mainly around their ability to trust the contest. Like I said, they kind of played skinny, and we were kind of setting through the corridor and then weren't able to kind of get to those contests. And they just beat us back, and that was where they were able to speed up and get those looks. So it was a different looking game than kind of what we've seen the last few weeks. And unfortunately, we knew that was going to happen, and we didn't adjust at all throughout the game. So really disappointing, but that was a big part of the game.
And it was a remarkable aerial night tonight. Quite a lot of hangers taken, unfortunately, for Fremantle. Most of those were by West Coast, but just looked like they controlled the ground in the air, all over the ground. Barras taking intercept marks up forward. Jake Waterman was clearly the best forward on the ground. Is that an issue moving forward for Fremantle?
I don't think so. I think the last few weeks, like, our backs have controlled the air, and Alex and Lukey especially have been incredible in that space. And tonight we didn't really help them up the ground, so it was coming in pretty hot. So that was a tough one for them. But I think, and if kicking forward of the footy as well, like, yeah, there were some times that we didn't get it done forward of the ball, but also our kicking wasn't predictable. Like, we kick it out long down the line, and we don't kick it to the spot we're looking for, it and the forwards have no chance to really compete. So we'll go to work in that space. We feel like that's something we've been working on, and we've got to help them out as well. But yeah, like you said, that was a big part of the game tonight as well.
Well, we made mention of that in the pre-game. That's the last piece up until tonight. That was the last piece Fremantle were really searching for. It seems to be the big question mark that's been lingering in this current Fremantle iteration, you know, that connection forward of centre. How can you overcome those challenges?
I think tonight's a different one, obviously. But the first 5 weeks, we've reviewed it pretty heavily. And the way that we've been kind of moving the ball up until about 70 metres out has been really good. We've been trusting ourselves, we've been winning contests and been able to kind of drive it through the corridor, move the ball quite comfortably at times. We're not getting stuck in our back half like we did last year. But once we get to kind of 70 out, we stop kind of trusting ourselves. We rush the ball. We feel that little bit of pressure. So we're going to work on that at training. Obviously, take tonight aside. We feel like that's a space that we're creating opportunities, but we're not making the most of them. So that's where we got to go to work. We just got to show that same composure in the forward 70 that we do around the rest of the ground. Obviously, tonight, like I said, we didn't win enough contests to show that composure.
Caleb, Glenn Jakovich, thank you for your time post. A tough derby for yourselves. You obviously predicted to win and win well, but the heavy schedule the last fortnight, did you feel that you weren't running on the ground? You looked a little bit flat tonight. You guys look off. You look second of the footy, basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, we were. But there's no excuses there. We prepared really well during the week. We had a really good training session on Wednesday night here out at Optus. And, the boys were ready to go, but yeah, I felt like our first quarter was really good in terms of we controlled the field position, but we weren't able to score. And then from that point, like you said, our work rate wasn't good enough. They had numbers at contests, and a lot of that was the way we knew they were going to play, but we weren't able to adjust throughout the game. So
you're a mature group, but I guess you can't wait for the coaches to get to you. What's some of the key elements that you draw as a senior group to try and change it out there?
We feel like we've gone to work a lot on it throughout the pre-season about momentum and dealing with momentum, especially when it's against us, and understanding how to wrestle that back and things we can go to in-game and really stay connected. And we feel like we've done that really well the first 5 weeks. Again, I keep talking about the first 5 weeks compared to tonight because it was night and day. Tonight we didn't play our footy, and we own that. We need to West Coast are really good, but we didn't play our footy and didn't give ourselves a chance to be in that game. So we feel like we've done a lot of work on that, and a lot of it is being predictable to each other, strong in the contest, ball security when we need to, and get repeat stoppages and just wrestle that momentum back slowly. And unfortunately tonight we let it bobble a lot, and when you, with them getting so many numbers around the ball, that's going to feed their ball movement in the way they want to play.
Caleb, a really tough night for yourself and the club, but we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us on 6PR Football.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.